Dr. Bobby Jones is the face of gospel. That is, he hosts the popular BET show Bobby Jones Gospel, a major television venue for gospel stars. Dr. Jones decided to put together an 8-CD set called The Ultimate Gospel Collection. It compiles music by artists from Mahalia Jackson to Aretha Franklin. Our very own Tony Cox sat down with Dr. Jones to talk about the past and future of gospel.
Dr. Bobby Jones, welcome to News and Notes. It's a pleasure to have you on with us.
And it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
This gospel collection, the Bobby Jones Presents Ultimate Gospel, is quite an undertaking. 7-box CD set. That's what, 140, 150 gospel songs?
Enough to save you and send you to heaven straight up.
How did this idea...
By the time you get through with this collection, let me tell you, you'll be singing hallelujah all the time.
You will be ready to go and meet the maker, won't you?
Yes.
How did this idea come about, and how difficult was it to select the songs that were included in the collection?
Well, actually, my part in this presentation had more to do with the development of the sales procedures rather than a total number of selections of the music. They did confer with me about some of the artists that they thought that should be in the collection, especially. It took us quite a while to put the production element together. By the way, this is the first time that they had ever done a live infomercial like that in a church with an audience and a choir and two very special guests.
I'm singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Martha, don't have to mourn.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Listen to me, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Martha, don't have to mourn.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
The collection is broken into 7 CDs, as we said, and each volume has a sort of theme, like Peace in the Valley, which features some of gospel's greatest artists from the Golden Age, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Mahalia Jackson, the great quartets like the Swan Silvertones, Pilgrim Travelers, and of course the very special groups like the Caravans. There is a great deal of musical history on just this one CD alone, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. A tremendous amount of wonderful things that you can think about when you think of gospel music. I was very pleased because it represents the traditional element of our industry. And right now, we're basically into the kind of hip-hop, contemporary, urban gospel swinging kind of situations when it comes to praise right now. But we can never progress further than where we came from. So I was delighted to see Sister Rosetta Tharpe, of course. And, you know, there's a difference between quartet and gospel singing, and we sometimes have to define those differences. But to have the quartet and gospel together, and I'm sure with all the other elements that we have, it makes for a very interesting presentation, and especially for those people who study music and use gospel as one of their entities that they want to include in their curriculum. They can break it down into the various sections, the various periods, I should say.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Gospel music, of course, isn't just one sound. We know that. There's traditional, as we've said, and there's contemporary, as we've also said. And you've got both of them represented here. Who are some of the more contemporary artists that were selected, and why were they selected, if you know?
Well, they were selected because of their visibility and their airplay and their appeal to the general audiences. People like a Tremaine Hawkins and a Smokey Norfolk and, you know, a Kirk Franklin and a Yolanda Adams, these people that come along in the modern day kind of presentations of gospel music represent that. And, you know, Edwin Hawkins was the... we call him the father of contemporary gospel music. So his inclusiveness was quite obvious, along with Tremaine, who is the one who led the Oh Happy Day on that first CD. So that was the beginning of the contemporary sound.
Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus wore.
Jesus wore.
Oh, when he wore.
When Jesus wore,
washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Now, we just, coincidentally, we had one of the artists who's featured in the collection, Al Green, in studio here at NPR.
Oh, really?
Yes, we did. And he talked about singing secular and non-secular music and trying to bridge both worlds. A number of the artists in this collection fit into that category as well. I'm thinking about, for example, the Winans or Ann Nesby or even the Commodores. How much of a challenge is it for gospel artists to sing God's praises on one hand and to try to have successful careers to a larger non-gospel audience at the same time?
Well, the Winans wouldn't really fit into that category, but the other artists that you mentioned certainly would. It depends upon, I think, what kind of position that those artists take in reference to whether it's going to be something that will irritate people from a spiritual perspective, or whether their music just talks about life in general or just love in general as male, female. And I think people like Al Green is basically kind of, and Aretha Franklin, easy to use their material because they don't go as deep as it could be. That would be a little bit insulting or irritating to the Christian ear.
Which one of these seven CDs do you like the best?
Now, look, I don't, I do not separate myself when it comes to God's music. We do sometimes have our preferences, but I'm leaning more toward the traditional sound with a little flair of the contemporary element. People like the old Happy Day thing. You know, it moves, but yet it's, you know, it has the traditional feel. So I'm going to lean in that direction if I have to do that. But everything that lifts up the name of Jesus for me and give me some rhythm with it sometimes and then some soberness at other times, that impresses me. The lyrical content is just, that's the saving grace to all of the music.
Dr. Bobby Jones, thank you so much for taking some time and spending it with us at News and Notes.
And I do appreciate the time as well from you, and thank you.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with Dr. Bobby Jones. He put together the multi-player CD Ultimate Gospel Collection with Time Life. He also hosts the BET show Bobby Jones Gospel. And that's our show for today. Thank you for sharing our time with us. We go to the website at nprnewsandnotes.org and to the blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.